Hi, Dr. Ogunleye. Chart review data visit is 8-8-4. So sorry. Let me see. Gosh, I can't remember. Is it 8-3 or 8-4? Let me see. 8-4. Okay, 8-4. First patient, HB, 2-year-old female, comes in with forehead laceration, adhesive applied, giving Keflex. Mom was happy with the care. No nausea, vomiting, no sign of head injury. Next patient, IS, 21-year-old male, complaining of nausea, vomiting, headache with history of migraine headache. Patient lab CT negative, sent home with Duracet, Zofran, elated with Dr. O. Next patient, AV, 20-year-old female, complaining of abdominal pain. Appendix is not visualized. Patient subsequently sent to Dr. Patton, PATTON, in Deerbrook. The phone did not answer. Next patient is DC, 72-year-old female with nausea, vomiting, hypertension, CBC, CMP. CT of the head and abdomen were both negative. Patient was diagnosed with constipation, nausea, vomiting, hypertension, sent home with lisinopril 5 milligrams. She's feeling much better, going to see her primary care physician tomorrow. Next patient is VA, 22-year-old young lady with irregular heartbeat, cardiac workup negative, troponin times 2 negative. Patient was sent home with tachycardia. Patient did not answer her phone. Next patient is SA, 71-year-old woman with back pain, diagnosed with multiple compression fractures, has plenty of pain medication at home, sent home with no meds. Patient did not answer her phone but left message. PA, 63-year-old female with cough congestion, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with bronchitis, treated with Tessalon, zithromycin, like Dr. O, slowly getting better. This patient did have swab test and chest x-ray, which is important. Next patient is JR, 45-year-old gentleman with low back pain, had a CT 2 days ago, treated with Norflex IM and Toradol IM, sent home on Tramadol, sent home on Flexeril and Mobic. He did not answer his phone today regarding his experience. Next patient, JW, 25-year-old, comes in with poison ivy, given Solu-Medrol, Benadryl, Pepcid in the emergency room, sent home with Medrol dose pack, which is the excellent treatment choice. He says he's 100% better, liked everyone at the emergency room. Next patient is MV, 41-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with COVID, sent home with Paxlovid. Again, O2 sat stable, no chest x-ray was done. We need to discuss that with Dr. O if we want him to do chest x-ray on all COVID patients. Next patient is LP, 34-year-old with left thumb laceration. The laceration was closed, sent home with Keflex. Patient said that everyone was very nice, including the physician. HD, 33-year-old woman with cough congestion, fever, diagnosed with COVID-19, sent home with Tessalon and Paxlovid, O2 sat stable, no chest x-ray was done. ES, 71-year-old female, complaining of bladder pain, diagnosed with diabetes, with history of diabetes, sent home with diagnosis of UTI, treated with Peridium, Bentrol, and Bactrim DS. She did not answer her phone, left message for her. MM, 27-year-old. A woman with abdominal pain, diagnosed with UTI, sent home with Macrobed. She was at work. She said everything went well and had no complaints. Very quickly, I hung up. Next patient is MB, 46-year-old female, low back pain, treated with Tylenol number 3 and Toradol. X-rays negative, diagnosed with sciatica, ear analysis negative, sent home with Mobic and Flexeril, left message for patient to call back. RL, 79-year-old male, comes in with cough, congestion, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. The swab tests were negative except for the positive flu. Right lower lobe pneumonia noted. Leukocytosis noted. Patient was sent to Northeast Herman after case was discussed with the hospitalist. Next patient is JS, 31-year-old male, comes in for STD check. STD checks were done, given Lucefin and doxycycline, sent home. He didn't answer his phone today. Thank you.